Sleuths Mystery Entertainment presents Robert J. LeBlanc's Motive Means Opportunity. Brought to you by Maine Repertory Theater, the home for original comedy. And by Somerset Abbey. So much more than just music and comedy, it's an experience. Tonight's episode, A Murderer Among Us.
What's your take on this Max Parker fellow? He seems to be the one in control in all of this.
Private investigator, small time. He has a cop's mind, but never got into the force. He was the former manager of the Blue Canary, a club owned by Frederick Locke. He claims that he didn't know that Locke was laundering money through the club. When the feds came knocking, he claimed he was the scapegoat. Spent 5 years in the pen for a crime he didn't commit.
And do you believe him?
I don't know, sir. He seems to have his head on straight. We've run into each other in the past. He was rough, terse, but respectful.
Impressions?
He seemed to be on the up and up, sir. He's the type of guy you'd want to invite over for the neighborhood poker game. I like him.
Yeah, I have the same impression. He took control pretty quickly. That might be leadership, or it might be a ruse to lead the rest away from the truth.
Seems like Mrs. Locke wasn't too broken up about it either. Did you hear her laughing?
Yeah, I did. Seems like no one was too distraught.
Tell you what, why don't you pour us another cup of Joe and I'll put on the next record?
Swell idea, Bianco. Swell idea.
Oh, it's only you and Charlie. You startled me, Max.
Freddy's all tucked away in the cold store.
Charlie, you okay?
A body. Dead. Hands I touched.
He's fine. Has Abigail and Christine come back yet with the food?
Not yet. Think we should go get them?
No, it's better that we stay here. We don't want to wander until we figure out where that gunshot came from.
I thought it came from a gun.
Don't help, Charlie.
All right.
Here we are.
All we could find were cold cuts. I hope that's okay.
That'll do.
And gin.
That will also do.
Eat up and let's start this thing.
All right. Frederick was poisoned.
Someone poisoned Frederick's glass?
Worse. The bottle was poisoned.
So, that means...
whoever the killer is, they tried to poison all of us. So what we need to do is find out who had access to the bottle. Once we find that out, we can narrow down our suspects.
I think I need to sit down.
Max, what was it? Arsenic? Cyanide?
Not entirely sure. Cyanide, I think.
And how would you know that?
There was this guy, the Viper, they called him. He taught me what I know about poisons. And the mouth of a cyanide victim smells like bitter almonds.
Is that what you were doing? You stuck your nose into a dead guy's mouth? I think I'm gonna be sick.
And Frederick's mouth smelled like bitter almonds?
Yeah. The residue on the bottle and glasses also has a slight odor. It's so faint you can barely notice it, but it's there.
I can't believe you stuck your nose into a dead guy's mouth. Do you know how many lethal germs are on a dead body?
I did what I had to do, Charlie.
What other disturbing tricks did you learn in prison?
How did you know I learned that in prison?
What?
I never mentioned where I knew the Viper from.
Well, I thought you said you knew him from...
It could have been a lucky guess. I mean, where else could you meet a guy named the Viper?
Yes, but besides, Frederick is dead. That means that his game is over, right? Can't we just relax until the bridge is lowered? I mean, wait for the cops to come and figure it all out?
You'd like that, wouldn't you, kid? What, that? Did you figure you could hide behind the curse on this one, too?
I was... What?
I'm sorry, Max, but you either need to leave Charlie alone or explain yourself.
Remember earlier this evening when I said that Charlie here looked familiar? I knew I recognized him from somewhere, but I couldn't place it until now.
You must be mistaken.
A few years ago, there was this accident. It seems the guy was driving erratically, hit a couple of businessmen coming out of a meeting.
Right in front of Locke Industries. I remember hearing about it. Frederick jumped out of the way at the last moment. The others weren't so lucky. But why do you think it was our Charlie?
I didn't. Until I thought of something that happened earlier and put it together. When Christine stood up for Charlie.
Right after his motive. Yes, she asked Frederick what would make him think that Charlie could kill.
Do you remember what Frederick said?
He said, who's to say he hasn't already tried?
Right. He had tried, and Frederick knew it. He was in for vehicular manslaughter because of that accident. That's why I thought he looked familiar. I used to see him in the yard all the time. I never once heard him speak. Viper was his bunkmate.
So he had a bad run. Any one of us could have. What makes you think that he poisoned the bottle? It can't be that he knew this Viper. You did too. And by your calculations, that would make you a suspect.
Who says I'm not? We all are. Even you. What makes Charlie the prime suspect is something I saw from the hall earlier tonight. You tell it, Charlie, or I will.
Tell us what?
I am not sure what you're talking about.
Earlier tonight, when you returned to the lounge to get, what was it exactly?
Oh, that. I waited for everyone to leave, and I ran back to get the poison.
Oh, Charlie, why?
Oh, we couldn't. We could have a chance against any of the other weapons, but poison. You can't see coming. So I took the vial and I hit it.
That's a little convenient. What about the bottle of wine, Charlie?
I was nervous. Wine calms my nerves, so I grabbed it. It wasn't until I was in the hall that I noticed it was open, and that's when I put it down.
Why did you ditch it?
Oh, backwash. Jeez, you never know.
Where's the vial now, Charlie?
Hidden. Why?
Well, if it's open, you're our main suspect.
Who's to say Frederick didn't just try to feed us all a little high-class Kool-Aid?
If he did, he wouldn't have drunk the wine first. He would have waited for us to.
Well, maybe he didn't get a chance to because of the gunshot.
The gunshot? If we were all in here when we heard it go off, who pulled the trigger?
That would have been me. Sorry, I found a starter pistol in the parlor upstairs. Didn't know it was loaded.
If you like competitive comedy game shows, check out Balderdash Academy. Watch real competitive comedy from a real fake school. Find us on YouTube or your favorite podcast service.
Meet the characters of Balderdash County in Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge. You've heard the game show. Now you can go behind the scenes as you meet the students and faculty of our fine school. Unlock the mysteries of the centuries-old buildings, or even go outside the school grounds to meet the denizens of the village of Balderdash. Character, comedy, and mystery abound in Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge every other Wednesday on your favorite podcast service.
You have got to be kidding me! It's Frederick!
It looks just like him. Dr. Clay, I presume?
Oh, how rude. Dr. Archibald Clay at your service. Please, call me Archie. Sorry I overslept. Did I miss Father Key?
Yeah. It's a long story. How did you get on the island?
The bridge. Got here hours ago. Before anyone else, I guess. The door was open, so I went inside and found the parlor. Must have dozed off. I'm starved. When do we eat?
Okay, this has got to be the most surreal night of my life. I think I have a headache.
I might have some aspirin in my kit. I left it upstairs, though. I'll go check for you.
No!
No!
Okay. I won't get the aspirin. You know, you might want to calm down a bit. Stress can lead to hypertension.
Sorry, Doctor.
Please, the name's Archie.
Fine. Archie. We've had a heck of a night so far. I really need to show you something. Actually, more like verify something. Would you mind coming with me for a moment?
Be my pleasure.
Charlie, you're coming with us.
I'd rather stay here.
I don't care what you'd rather do. You're showing me where that vial is.
Okay. It's in the basement.
The rest of you stay here. We'll be right back. Well, Archie, let's start from the beginning.
I can't believe it! There are two of them!
Okay, so he resembles Frederick.
Resembles? There's casual resemblance, and then there's twins separated at birth. That was just...
wrong!
Yes! Thank you! Wrong!
There are differences.
Not enough for my liking.
Well, Max is taking him down to the cold store now. I think partially to verify, partially to sum up. Besides, it'll be nice to see if Charlie can produce that vial.
So, if it wasn't Charlie, who did it?
My bet's on Max.
Come on. I've known Max for years. He hated Frederick, but he wouldn't kill him.
How would you know?
Amanda!
No, let me talk. Think about it. He's all take charge now. Who died and left him boss?
Really?
Okay. Bad choice of words. Still, he blames Charlie partially because he knew this Viper guy in prison. The same guy he knew.
What are you getting at, Amanda?
If Charlie could have learned to poison someone, do you honestly think Max couldn't?
But when did Max have access to the bottle?
When Charlie left it in the hall. No one was keeping tabs on Max. He excused himself to try and flag down the bridge attendant, remember?
Wait. He did go alone, didn't he?
He could have come back in, found the bottle, and, well, he would have only needed a second.
I know Max. He'd never do anything of the sort. Besides, he wasn't the only one alone.
What do you mean? He's the only one I can remember.
Selective memory again? Once we got to our rooms, any one of us could have snuck out. You could have slipped out and done the deed. After all, we all know how you felt about your hubby.
Me? Abby, you were the one who walked in here holding the bottle.
What are you talking about?
I came down to try and talk some sense into Frederick, but he wasn't here. When I turned to leave, Abby was sneaking up on me holding the poison bottle.
Is that true?
Hardly. Yes, I was holding the bottle. I found it in the hall. I wasn't sneaking. When I got in here, I saw Amanda alone, looking like she was shopping for something new, sleek, lethal.
Am I the only sane person in this house?
Well, I guess little Miss Sweetness over here is the only one who didn't have access to the bottle.
It's definitely poison. You can tell by that film on the lips.
Is he still down there?
Yeah. Right where we left him. Something else interesting, too. A vial of poison? The seal hasn't been broken.
So, what does that mean?
It means that whoever nipped the bottle brought their own poison.
But no one knew that Frederick would be here.
So we're back to square one.
Unless someone like Max figured out the riddle before he got here.
Or someone like Amanda found the invitations before they were sent. Or someone re-dipped the vial in paraffin. There's a ton of the stuff in the kitchen.
Why don't you just search Frederick's room and see what you find?
That's a good idea, Charlie. What are the rest of you going to do?
I don't know about anyone else, but I'm famished.
Oh, now you're talking.
Abigail and Christine brought in some cold cuts.
I believe a feast is in order. I need to scrounge up a drink anyway.
You're already drinking one.
Yes, my dear boy, I have one. Poor thing that it is. It's almost gone. What I need is another.
Well, my dear, would you be so kind as to allow me to prepare you a tincture of spirited delight?
What?
Make her a drink.
Oh, Dr. Clay, you do know how to treat a lady. I would love one.
Christine, stay here with them. We're still in danger. Where two is good, three is better. Amanda, Charlie, I want you to come with me.
To search Frederick's room? Why me?
Your house. You know it better than anyone.
Why should I go?
Your husband. If anyone knew where he kept things, you'd be the one. The game's afoot, folks. Looks to me like there's a murderer among us. Let's go.
You've listened to Sleuths Mystery Entertainment's production of Robert J. LeBlanc's Motive Means Opportunity, Part 3, A Murderer Among Us, brought to you by Maine Repertory Theater, the home for original comedy, and by Somerset Abbey. So much more than just music and comedy, it's an experience. Tonight's broadcast featured Brian Files as Inspector Brian Fisher, Bob LeBlanc as Detective Bobby Bianco and Max Parker, David Hanwright as Dr. Archibald Clay, Nate Green as Charlie Basker, Marie Stewart Harmon as Christine Monroe, Molly McGill as Abigail Bancroft, Carla Rose Dubois as Amanda Locke, and I'm your narrator, Steve Corning. The music used in this episode was Hard Boiled, Fast Talkin', Walking Along, and Thinking Music by Kevin MacLeod. All compositions are used under extended license. Join us next week for part 4 of Motive Means Opportunity, Clue by Clue. And remember to play along at home. See the instructions in the description for details of how you can ask questions of our suspects directly, gather clues, and see if you can solve the mystery. At Sleuths Mystery Entertainment, you hear the show, play the game, and solve the mystery. Good night, folks! Audio and text copyright 2020 by Robert J. LeBlanc. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be reproduced without express written permission from the author.
Hi, this is Bob. I'm the owner of Sleuths Mystery Entertainment. This episode was adapted and recorded during the coronavirus pandemic of 2020. It was performed in our own homes on the 15th and 20th of April via Zoom. The company, writers and performers, volunteered our time to bring this mystery to life. We used whatever equipment we had on hand during the quarantine to participate. Audio and video qualities may vary between performers. If you would like to tip your performers, a Venmo account has been created at Sleuths Mystery. All tips will be split equally among the 8 performers. The interactive portion of this production runs from the 22nd of April to the 19th of May, 2020. After that time, all clues will be made public through our distribution channels. New installments of Robert J. LeBlanc's Motive Means Opportunity are available on Wednesdays. Tune in and watch at your leisure. We are on Facebook and YouTube as Sleuths Mystery Entertainment, or your favorite podcast service as Sleuths Mystery Radio. Next time on Robert J. LeBlanc's Motive Means Opportunity.
Frederick had to orchestrate his own murder.
Okay. Now what?
Now? Now we have a decision to make. Do we try to figure out who killed Frederick Locke, or do we take our chances and leave it up to the authorities?
We have one clue left that doesn't fit. One thing left that's been bothering me.
Who brought the poison?
Exactly.
You've listened to Sleuths Mystery Radio. Hear the show,
Play the game. Solve the mystery.